welcoming some new members into the church here at the end. We're going to be seeing baptism here in just a little bit. And right now we turn our attention to the morning text. John 12, if you'll follow, I'm going to read verses 20 to 26. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel..." Whoever comes must recognize he is now entering an out of this world kind of kingdom. To be precise, Jesus' kingdom, as he explains here, involves five activities that go against the natural man's self-promoting instincts. Nobody wants to be in this kind of a kingdom unless the Holy Spirit Almighty does something in the heart of the person. What are these things that must happen, that will happen for those who are truly a part of His kingdom? We learn these five things. First of all, we learn that His kingdom involves, get this, dying. Anybody can come, but to get into it, you got to die. It's for me. So you've got the eternal presence of Jesus and honor from God the Father. It almost takes your breath away to ponder what's coming to the Christ follower. To be with the one who died for us forever and ever, to never leave His presence, and to receive honor from His Father, who's now our Father. This is what's coming. And this makes it all worthwhile. All of it, the dying, the hating the things the world loves, the serving, the following, the waiting, it will all be worth it all.